This is Mike Haber.
And Mike Mezgleski.
And this is not our normal weekly podcast for the Jim Church School of Digital Underwater Photography.
I guess you could call this a bonus podcast.
It differs from our normal episodes because it won't be very technical, and there's no specific topic that we're going to cover. In fact, Mike and I won't be saying very much at all.
We're going to hand the microphone over to some of the folks we traveled with just a few weeks ago and let them describe their favorite photograph that they took during the week aboard the Turks and Caicos Aggressor and our digital photo class.
Each student's description is accompanied by the actual photo on the bonus podcast pages of our website, www.jimchurchphoto.com. Just go to the June 2006 podcast page and click on the bonus podcast button.
You know, putting these podcasts together is always a lot of fun, and this one was even more fun. We really hope you enjoy the photographs as well as the descriptions. You'll see some great work done by some really wonderful people.
We've included some technical notes with each photograph. You'll probably see that the equipment our folks used ranges from high-end digital SLRs to some pretty simple digital point-and-shoot cameras.
And our students have proven again that it's not the equipment that matters, it's the photographer.
My name is John Martinetti. I'm from Miller Place, New York, and I have a Nikon D200 camera in an Aquatica housing with a 18 to 70 millimeter lens and with two 105 strobes. The photo I selected is a great reef shark with a blue water background. My goal of this trip was to be able to take wide angle photos with an action subject and achieve a good exposure with a blue water background. I wanted to select a subject like a shark and be able to stop the action with a blue water background. I believe with this photo, I was able to achieve those goals.
Hi, I'm Sue. I'm from Northern New Jersey, and I spent this last week on the Turks and Caicos Aggressor 2. And as I was diving down under the boat, I saw this pair of spade fish just peacefully swimming along under the boat. And as I looked at them, I was attracted to their cute little faces, and then I knew I had to take a picture of them. Okay, I shot this cute little photograph with a Sony camera and a strobe, and it was just so peaceful down there.
Hi, I'm John from New Jersey. My favorite picture shot on the Turks and Caicos Aggressor photo trip is one of a starry-eyed hermit crab. I shot it with an Olympus 70-70 wide zoom with the dome port housing. The things I like about this picture were, one, that it occurred naturally. It wasn't manipulated at all. The hermit crab was just out walking about. And the tremendous level of detail at the very small level in the picture was very pleasing to me. And also that by cautiously approaching the creature, I was able to interact with it for quite some time and take many frames before finally getting one that was very clear and sharp and in focus and well exposed. And that's why I like that picture.
Hi, I'm Heath, originally from Australia, now from Cupertino in California. My picture is a turtle eye. I shot this using Mike's D70 in a housing. The turtle was sitting there for about 15-20 minutes just eating the coral and was happy for me to just shoot over and over again. This was using the 60mm macro lens, and I really enjoyed shooting with this. This is the first time I'd actually taken an SLR underwater. It could focus really, really close, great sharp image, and really tiny aperture meant that everything was all in good focus.
Hi, my name is Karen Wheeler. I'm from Washington, D.C., and the photo of the week that was my favorite is one of the Caribbean reef shark. I shot it with a Sony PS150 point and shoot and with the CNC YS90 strobe with the fiber optic cord, and I just find the sharks to be fascinating. I think it's my favorite because it has the blue on top the reef, however fuzzy, on the bottom. And it just, I just like it.
My name is Jason Rovey from Wickenburg, Arizona. This was my first trip to Turks and Caicos and first time to shoot underwater photography. I was privileged to be a part of the Mike and Mike photography class. This was my favorite picture. It is at the Whiteface dive site. It's a picture of an old anchor embedded in the coral reef. I like the depth of the picture, and I like that only the anchor has color. I was using an Olympus 770 camera and Ikelite 125 strobe. I really enjoyed being a part of this group.
Hi, this is Kevin Sawyers from San Francisco, California. My favorite picture of the week was of the mooring line that made a pattern in the sand. And the reason I like the picture so much is because the pattern looked similar to a seashell. And the camera I used was just a simple point and shoot with no strobe or flash or anything.
So my name is Pete Steiner. I'm from San Francisco, California. I was shooting on one of the boats, Nikon Coolpix, something or another. I didn't open the case. I'm not allowed to open the casing, so I don't know what it was. And my favorite picture is this one of the barracuda and the swarm of other fish underneath the boat, because it looks like something out of Das Boot.
I'm Stu, and I'm from Long Island. This is my, can't tell you how many trips I've been on, but this photo is gotta be one of my all-time favorites. Mikey and I were just swimming around, and this turtle came up. I was taking some pictures, and Mikey was helping me herd the turtle. Then all of a sudden, the turtle just stops in mid-water, goes up to Mikey, and starts looking at his mask, and just stayed there for the next 10 to 15 minutes. What an incredible encounter. So when you think you're just floating around and the end of the dive is near, some of the strangest and most memorable things happen. This was shot with a Nikon D70 and a Seacam housing with the 12 to 24 lens and twin SB105 strobes.
Hi, my name is Krista. And I'm from Fresno, California, and the picture I chose is a flying grenade, which I took with a Nikon Coolpix 995. The reason it's my favorite picture is this is really my inaugural trip into the world of undersea photography, and I was just really excited to see what I could learn and what I was able to accomplish in a single week.
Hi, my name is Randy Ubilis. I'm from San Francisco. This picture was shot with a Nikon D200 and a Hugifot housing and with an 18 to 70 lens. I really like this picture because of the deep, deep blue and the really high contrast with the divers. Just really love the way it looks.
Okay, I'm Rick Fath from San Francisco, and the favorite picture of mine from this trip was the grouper that was in a cage that was kind of rusted out on the bottom. And I took it with the picture takey thingy.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.